Welcome to Active Word with Bishop Ishmael Sam of the Loyalty House International, a denomination originating from the Lighthouse Group of Churches, UDOLGC. Called of God, he ministers under the anointing of his father, Bishop Doug Heward Mills. Bishop Sam is the resident bishop of the Loyalty House International, Abbe Dowenya, off the Dowenya Afenya Link Road. He oversees many churches, both in Ghana and abroad. May the power of God be activated in your life today as you listen to Active Word.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah to the King of Kings. Hallelujah to the Lord of Lords. Oh, we praise your name, Lord. Imalama Sulama Shikatala Baba Yandere Baba Yandere Baba. Come on, sing in the spirit. Worship the Lord. Worship the Lord in the spirit. Paul says, I'll speak in my spirit, I'll sing with understanding. Sing, sing in the spirit. Give thanks to God. Give thanks to God. Sing in the spirit. Sing with understanding. Sing with your spirit. Will I dance in his presence? Will I be able to speak at all? When I stand before him, what will I do? What will I do? Will I kneel before him? Will I shout? What will I do? We give him praise. We give him glory. Hallelujah, Lord.
To my knees will I fall, will I say hallelujah, will I be able to speak it all, I can only imagine, yeah, I can only imagine.
Father, we thank you, we give you praise,
yes Lord,
we give you glory,
thank you Lord,
for your great mercies.
Jesus.
And your love for us.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you.
Jesus.
We give you praise. We invite you, Holy Spirit, tonight.
Yes, Lord.
Visit our homes.
Yes, Lord.
Visit everywhere that your children are worshiping.
Jesus.
And your children are having a service with you.
Yes.
Come in your own special way.
Jesus.
In the name of the Lord Jesus. May their rooms be filled with your glory.
Yes.
May their cars be filled with your glory.
Yes. Amen.
Wherever they are, may they experience your
Amen.
Presence.
Yes.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Wonderful where you are, wherever you are. Just take your seats. Take your seats wherever you are. It's a wonderful evening. And we need to have a very beautiful time in the presence of God. Welcome those of you listening to us on radio. You're all welcome tonight. Just be attentive. Be in the spirit and have an encounter with God tonight. Hallelujah. Well, I want us to turn our Bible to Philemon 1:6. Philemon 1:6. Or Philemon 1:6. Very, very powerful scripture. It says that the communication of your faith, that the communication of your faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. The other translation that may become effective. So your faith becomes effective when you acknowledge every good thing that is in you. Amen. And there are so many good things that when you acknowledge, it makes your faith becomes effective. So one of the things I've been talking about to make our faith effective is to acknowledge that in us, we are a spirit. We are a spirit. You are a spirit. And we have come to see that spirits don't die. Your spirit will not die. You have eternal life when you die, or when you leave your body. Your body, so man is a spirit. He has a soul, lives in a body. So we are spirits. We have a soul, but we live in this body. So when we die, what's going to happen is that we are going to leave this, our body, and then, but we are going to live. And your faith will become effective when you know this. When you know this. And that is when you can confidently say that what can a man give in exchange for his life? Because you know that your life is more, far, 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 far more. You get it? So that is what happens when you know that your life is far, far more than milk and sardine and iPad and iPhones and other things, shawarma and all those things. Hallelujah. Amen. So we also got to know that when a man is born again, his spirit is what? He's righteous and truly. What is principle number two? The first principle, a man is a spirit. He has a body. He has a soul and lives in a body. And the second principle is that what? The spirit of an unsaved man is dead and desperately wicked. You need to understand that. Then the third one is that when you're after you're saved, your spirit is righteous and truly holy. You need to understand that one too, so that you know you have faith in your righteousness and in your holiness. You can never be holier than the first day you got born again. You can never be holier than that. Amen. Now today we want to talk about a very important principle as well to still make our faith effective as we walk as Christians. And that is, after you are born again, your spirit is a newborn baby. And it must grow. Remind me that I'll give an announcement after I close. Remind me that I have an important announcement to give. After you are born again, your spirit is a newborn baby and it must grow. It must grow. Many years ago, I heard the opposite of this. Somebody was teaching a group of new believers. And the person told them that after you are born again, or when you become born again, the Holy Spirit comes to live in you as a baby. So when you feed the Holy Spirit, then the Holy Spirit will grow and he become matured. And you feed the Holy Spirit by the word of God. So he turned it around that God will become a baby in you when you are born again. But that's not the case. Rather, the Holy Spirit still comes in you with the fullness of God. That's how the Bible said, the fullness of the Godhead bodily dwelleth in us. Do you get it? So he comes to live in us fully. It is rather your spirit, which, so to speak, it becomes a newborn baby. Why is it a newborn baby? It's just trying to say that your spirit is now new to a new way of life. So when it comes to a new way of life, you are a newborn baby, you are a child. You get it? So your spirit is a newborn baby, and it must grow. Let me tell you something. There are some things that until you get to a certain maturity, you will not get it. There are some things that until you get to a certain maturity, you will not get it. And this is very important because as a father, I know when my children are matured to be given certain things. I know when my children are matured to be given certain things. So many times, if you want God to give you certain things, you should prove and show that you are matured enough to handle it. Because if you're a child, no one will give a car to a child to drive. Do you get it? But if you grow up, certain things can be entrusted to you. So this is very important, even in the way you are going to relate with God and understand certain things. So 1 Peter 2:2 says that as newborn babies or babes, hi babe, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word that ye may grow thereby. So when you are a child, is there, the Bible is telling you, when you, as soon as you give your life to Jesus, you become a child. You are a child. But how do you grow up? Just as we human beings grew up on milk. You see, I don't think that anybody here, when your mother gave birth to you, started giving you bankun and chinam and all that. I don't think that's how your mother brought you up. Can you imagine? Just after the hospital, your mother brought you, no, say, Chale, today we are going to give we are going to give our baby fufu and our benkwain. Even your digestive system will not be developed enough to absorb. In as much as it's good food for children, people to eat, you are not matured enough at that age of 1 day, 2 days, 1 week to be eat. What teeth would I even use to chew wele? What teeth? Even rice porridge, you can't. Even liquid food, we have to carefully select your mother's milk, breast milk, and then we try to get some milk formula for you, like lactogen and things like that for you to eat, because that is how you can, what you can handle. And we give you small food to eat. As I've grown up, I wonder why, how, I don't understand why children like breast milk. As I've grown, do you get it? I mean, when I see children starting, I say, what is in that thing? Do you get it? So, but at that stage, they liked it. Hey! I'm sure I think I had breast milk for just 2 days or so. Because my mother, I think, fell sick. So after 2 days, I think she said she was poisoned or something. So after 2 days, I think they put me on something else. And then I just believed God and flowed. Amen. But children drink milk, or they eat milk, if you like. Children cannot eat, so you are, but you need to, children need to grow. So the mother's milk will feed the child till the child grows. Hallelujah. So you know, when you go to crusades, or when you hear that, oh, today as you have been born again, you know, wonderful things are happening to you. Tonight is your night. Tonight, miracles, great things. As you are born again, all your enemies are dead. From today, you see, it doesn't mean that you have become matured overnight. No, it doesn't mean like that at all. You see, it only makes you know that this is what Christ has done for you. But for some of the things, for you even to understand those things, you need to grow into it. You need to grow into it, and then you become matured. Hallelujah. You need to grow into it, and then you become a matured Christian to be able to handle certain important things. So as a new child, you need to know how to grow. Now, how do you grow? How do you say that? Desire the sincere milk of the word. So understand that there's a milk of the word. Hallelujah. When you are a new baby, a new Christian, don't you see that certain things happen to you? I remember when I got born again, fresh, as a new baby, in that sense. I mean, anything I ask God, God will give to me. I remember one day I was walking and I just said, you know, I've heard a word. I just, I need this. But I realized it has been given to me by somebody. You see, but after I became matured, I realized that is not the case at all. Now God wants me to do certain things before. He wants me to understand it. God, now you're an adult. You are a grown up. Do you get it? And there are three stages of the development of every child. Is that not so? There are three stages of the development of every child. We have the what? The babyhood stage. Isn't it? We have the babyhood stage. We have the adulthood stage. And then we have the matured stage. Amen. So know that when you get born again, your spirit is a newborn baby. It's a child. It's inexperienced in the things of God. You must allow it to grow. And that is what is happening. That you are, that's why sometimes you need to go to New Believer School. I remember when we got born again. I got born again in a with a group of guys or in a house that we're all somehow well and we came born again. And this one of us was very popular in those days. Very, very popular in the whole of Ghana. And he had done certain things. He has been arrested before and all those things. So he was very popular. Then when he got born again, and many people just, when they heard that he was born again, they started inviting him to this church to go and preach, this Methodist church to come and invite him to preach. So I remember all those times, I was quietly going through New Believer School. I remember quietly going to New Believer School. I did assurance of salvation, how to grow up as a Christian, reading your Bible, what it means to fellowship, all the basics. But he didn't do it because he was popular everywhere he was going. So he thought he was matured. It wasn't long. I saw that he had backslidden. Then later, I understood why he backslid. Because he didn't allow himself to develop on the milk and graduate to other solid liquids and solid food. He didn't allow himself. So even though he was whatever, he wasn't matured enough. You know, there are somebody who are grown-ups, but they are still babies. They are grown-ups, but they are still babies. I also remember a certain friend of mine. And this guy, he was called Piccolo. I remember his nickname. Piccolo also got born again. And Piccolo, as soon as he got born again, it's like, you know, when snakes give birth, after the child comes, when the child finds his way to go and look for his house, and go and look for his beloved, wherever, the child goes like that. As soon as he got born again, he just decided to go into the world and preach the gospel. So he started everywhere. But it wasn't when they met Piccolo also Charlie Mabak slide. He didn't allow. You see, that's why it's good for you to make yourself solid. Amen. So this is very important. And this leads us to the next important principle that we should know to help us. Because now we are having faith in our Christianity. We are having faith in our righteousness. We are having faith in the fact that we are born again. And this knowledge is going to help us to even believe more. And the next thing you need to know is that after you are saved, your mind is still the same. Your mind is still the same. And it must be renewed. Your mind is still the same. And it must be renewed. Romans 12:2. Romans 12 verse 2. It says, and be not conformed to this world. And be not conformed to this world. But be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Be what? Transformed by the renewing of your mind. So when you get born again, your mind is still the same. What you need to do now is to now start a process of transforming the way you think, transforming your mind, which means that you can be born again Christian but have the mind of unbelievers. You are born again, but you have the mind of Egypt. You have the mind of an unbeliever. You have the mind of the world. Hallelujah. You have the mind of the world. So many Christians are genuine. They are genuine born again, but they have all renewed minds. They have genuine born again. And these days, I'm seeing it. I mean, because as you are an unbeliever, Your mind was that if a woman dresses, it's nothing if your breast is shown. I mean, showing her, it's not. So now that you are born again, you still have that mind. You see, so it's like you are honest. You are a sincere person. You are honest. Truly, you are born again. But your mind is still the same. So you don't see anything wrong with it. Because that is what you have fed your mind over the years. You see, over the years. So that it's not easy for you. Because you don't even know. You don't even know that it's wrong. You don't even know that it's wrong. So you just flow. You just flow in it. I mean, Bishop says a story in the book, Seven Great Principles, about his friend who got born again. But before he got born again, he was a master fornicator. And when he got born again, he didn't know, or in his mind, he didn't see anything wrong with fornication. In fact, he even thought that if maybe a lady wants love, the lady wants love, and he decides to help the lady. He felt he was loving the sisters. He was loving the sisters who were lonely. He was loving the sisters who are just, they come to church, nobody goes home with them. Nobody is marrying them. So he was showing love. He was sharing what he has received. He was sharing. You know, freely have you received, freely give. So he realized that he received it freely. He didn't pay anything for it. So why wouldn't he share it? You get it? So he was just sharing for the sisters. And he didn't see there was anything wrong with it. Until one day, he was reading the Bible. And then the Holy Spirit opened his eye to see that this is wrong. And then he stopped. You know, another person was a pornographer by profession. So as he got born again, he said, we have so many of such people in the church. Oh. Now we have people in the church, they came with their profession. And they came with their profession. I mean, I went to a church and preached. When I finished, I sat down with about 12 prostitutes like this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. I sat down there. We had a chat. We had a chat. They told me how they ended up where they were, whatever. And I asked them, so how much do you receive after? He said, oh, well, I think it's the equivalent of, I'm not too sure, equivalent of $10 or so. I'm not too sure. I forgot it. I sat down with them. And they were telling me after church. They came with their profession. And in their minds, if you don't work, you won't eat. In their mind, God blesses the hand. God will bless the work of your hand. So in their mind, so as they come to church and they are praying, oh Lord, bless me. God should bless their profession, prostitution. That's it. Because in their mind, there's nothing wrong with it. So it will take time. So some of them who had gone through and has changed their mind will be talking to these ones gradually, and then this one too will change. This one too will change. This one. So the people are born again, but their mind is still the same. Their mind is still the same. So when you get born again, that is, look, depending on where you went to before you came. You see, depending on where you came to, you went to where you came. Because some of us, when Ida started singing her songs, when she starts singing, some people see themselves sitting in the ghetto and said, because that is all, you see, that was what they were before they came into the world. You see, but those also who were there before but have renewed their minds, they saw it differently. Because the person has renewed those things. It's a computer. What you put in is what comes out. So whatever had gone in will come out. Do you see? So what is on your mind? Some of you, when you stand with a sister for 2 minutes, by the time you see the sister's breast was big, her buttocks were small, her legs were this, and another person will look at the sister. What is breast and buttocks? His mind is not there at all, but you are a professional analyzer. So your mind is still the same. Your mind is still the same. Somebody was saying that when he got born again and he was praying in tongues, he'll be praying in tongues. And instead of having a dream of Jesus, he will have a vision of a naked woman. Instead of having a dream of Jesus, do you get it? He would rather have a vision of Enike, one of the women that he slept with. He would just see the person naked like that. That is his vision. You see, but then we would tell him to just believe God. You are born, you see, and that is this thing. The devil will come and say, if you are born again, how come you are thinking like that? That's why I said, this is faith. If you are born again, how come you are thinking like that? You need to have faith and know that I am born again, just that my mind is still the same. Yes. I mean, some of the songs that we sing in church, when some of the guys were in school, it was more like Jama songs, and they were all profane. Then you come to church and it's a praise and worship song. So sometimes when you are singing, you can even begin to put words into it. Say, hey, we used to sing it this way. It will take time. It will take time. But you are still born again. But you don't also have to wait and say that this is how my mind is. No. You must now what? Renew your mind. But I said, be ye transformed. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. As for the mind, thoughts, wow. Things will come. You are coming from somewhere. That's why some of you, you are blessed. You haven't seen a lot of things. It's good. Keep it like that. Don't try to say, I haven't seen this before. I want to go and see it. You see, you are going to worry yourself. Amen. So please, you have to renew your mind. This is another DIY. Do it yourself. And how do you renew your mind? How do you renew your mind? It's very, very important. How do you renew your mind? The first way to renew your mind is by receiving the word of God. Expose yourself to receive the word of God. Go to a good church where the word of God is taught in its purity and holy. Just go and listen to the word. Sometimes you look at somebody, you know that this person is born again, but the world is still smelling. You know, like for instance, when I got born again, whilst I was still smoking. So I was smoking and I decided to be born again. And so I was smelling of smoke, I smelled of alcohol. So I was there and then I was born again. But if you had come to smell, if you had come around me to smell, you would have smelled, I almost say you would have heard, you would have smelled alcohol or something. It didn't mean I wasn't, at that instant, I was born again. But I was still smelling of alcohol. I was still smelling of cigarette. Do you get it? So, you can be born again and do that, but you need to now start a process. And that is by receiving the word. Receiving the word. So as I read the word, I would see this is not right. This is not right. This is not right. This is not right. And then my mind, I renewed my mind and I was transformed. That is how it is. Amen. If you read John 15:3, say that, now you are clean through the word. Now you are what? Clean through the word, which I have spoken unto you. So the word makes you clean. The word cleanses you. And that is cleanses you. It renews your mind. Do you get it? So when you see some of you, when you see a woman, the first thing that comes to your mind is sex. Because that is what you were. When you were in the world. But now when you renew your mind, when you see the woman, the first thing that comes to your mind, what's a nice Christian sister. Wow, we are going to spend eternity together. Wow, what a nice Christian. How with this Christian? That's how you think. That's how you think. Do you get it? And if any other thoughts come, which is one of the principles, if I don't finish today, next week I promise you I'll finish this series. But you get one of those principles. So those thoughts can come. As they say, you cannot stop a bird from flying over your head, but you can stop it from making its nest on your head. So those thoughts can come. But if you have renewed your mind, whatever comes, you face it with a renewed mind. Amen. Now, the second thing, that's why I said you should get a Bible-believing church. Well, when you go, you will hear the word of God. And as you keep hearing the word, you know, as we talked about humility, how many of you remember we've been talking about humility on Sundays? As we talk about humility on Sundays, you realize most of you, your minds have been renewed. All of us, our minds have been renewed. The humility It's not the way you talk softly. You have the soft voice, so you are humble. No. Humility is also not, if you like, fanful respect or what kind of, all those things. No. Humility is your ability to accept the word of God and put yourself under the word of God. That is humility. You accept the word of God, and whatever you, however you feel, what the word of God says is what you accept and you do. So you are angry, and the word of God says, don't let the sun go down your anger. That is humility. That is humility. Do you get it? And our minds are changing. Our minds are changing. Amen. Now, you also renew your mind, as I said, by learning the right things. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 26. You see, going to church doesn't necessarily mean that you are renewing your mind. Because some people have been born again, and there are so many people that have been born again, but if you ask any question about eternity, they don't know. Eternity, they don't know. The order they know is, I'll bless you. You go to America, you go to this, I see your grandmother chasing you, I see you jumping over a river. That's all. But when they talk, what they call eternity, what makes you to have eternal, they don't know. Do you get it? So you have to go to a place that, and listen to messages that will cleanse you. Ephesians 5, 26. He said, that ye might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. That is your mind, oh. That ye may sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. So the word is like water that washes you. Cleanses your mind of impure things. Put the right things on your mind. So when you think, whatever things, those things that are good, that are pure, that are things of good report, that are honest, that are holy, think on these things. So if your mind is renewed, you always don't interpret things in a certain way. Because your mind is renewed. Your mind is renewed. You are able to interpret the things of God. For instance, if you look at someone like Joseph, his mind was renewed. So instead of being angry with his brothers for what he had gone through, he rather said that this thing, it was for my good. It was for my good that it happened. This is somebody whose mind is renewed in the sense that nothing can happen to him without God allowing it. So then he's able to endure whatever comes his way with a certain mind that God knows what I'm going through. And God is in control. That's a renewed mind. Amen. So when I'm talking about renewed mind, I'm not only talking about your bad lives, your sins, and all. I'm also talking about this one. Amen. So you should understand it, that your mind must be renewed to accept. It is a renewed mind that makes you accept. When we're unbelievers, we all thought that pastors chop people's money. Is that not so? How many of you didn't think like that? Me, I thought like that. Unfortunately, I knew a pastor, but the pastor that I knew, because we were unbelievers, and then suddenly we hear that a wild church has come to town. And that pastor had done jelly curls those days. They used to do jelly curls, and then, the man was wild. So anytime I passed by this man at the YMCA, dancing, anytime I pass, this guy, he's not a correct person. And whenever I pass, I see beautiful women around him. I said, he's not a correct person. All these women around him, he's not a correct person. Do you know what happened? When I got born again, I had to go to this same man's church. The man that I used to say, it'll not be correct, it'll not be this. Now I went to his church, and because my mind was renewed now, I saw him differently. And the man will preach and I will take it. I really liked his preaching. But when my mind was not renewed, I used to see him in another way, in a different way. Do you get it? So when you renew your mind by the washing of water by the word, you even see things differently because your mind is renewed. When you see people talking about tithe, your mind is, because the person who is, I get amazed when you are a Christian, you say you are born again, your mind is renewed, and somebody is criticizing something, you don't see that your mind is renewed. So the way you see it, that's not how the person sees it. You don't know. You don't know the way. How come now you believe that now you are born again? You believe in that born again, but when it comes to the other, that tithe and that one, you don't believe in it. It's your mind that is not renewed properly. You have decided to selectively renew your mind. Hey, selective renewal. Hey, hallelujah. Then when you go to principle number 6, I'll introduce it. And then next we continue. It says that, you see, and this is helping you. Because some of you, and you see, and some of these things, even this your mind thing, it's not only going to happen because you are born again now. You get it? At every stage in your life, you have to renew something in your mind. Yes. So, you may you have renewed your mind about this, about that. You come to a point, you have to renew your mind about even the way you accept eternity. You have to renew your mind about the way you accept the theology of suffering. You have to renew your mind about the way you see blessings and cursing. You have to so many things that as you grow, you need to, when you read the word, say, oh, I knew this word, but I didn't understand it this way. You understand that you renew your mind. You have to renew your mind about marriage and so many things. Amen. Wonderful. Now, number 6. After you are saved, dear friend, after you are saved, your body, man is a spirit. He has a soul and he lives in a body. After you are saved, when you are saved, we learn that it's your spirit that is regenerated. But your body is the same. Your body is the same. Hallelujah. Your body is the same. Let me tell you that the body doesn't change. The body doesn't change. And the body has things. Maybe next week after we talk about the works. You see, the works of the flesh are the things of the body. The works of the flesh are the things of the body. And the Bible said that your body doesn't change. So what are some of the works of the flesh? Fornication, lying, adultery, smoking is not part of it too. Stealing, I'm talking about the one in the Bible. Stealing, when I say smoking is not part of it, I'm not saying it's not, but I'm saying that it's not part of it. Stealing. Hey. The works of the flesh, which are these. Party spirit. Do you know party spirit is part of the works of even witchcraft? Witchcraft is a work of the spirit. Hatred. Strife. Envy. Drunkenness. Murders. You see, and this murder, you know, Jesus explained what murder is. Do you get it? Jesus explained what murder is. Jesus explained what adultery is. He said, even when you look at a woman and you lust after the woman, you have committed adultery. Yes. So those who did physically and those who lusted, they are all the same. That's why you all need mercy. Yeah. Those who have committed adultery to fornication tonight or yesterday night, and you who just looked at a woman and said, hey, to whom to? For whom? For whom to? To whom does it belong to whom for? To whom does it belong to? You just look at it. So, what the? You and the one who did last night, you are the same. Hey! And then if that's the case, I'm going to do it now. You see, your mind is just not renewed. You are the one I'm talking to. You are the one I'm talking to. You are true. You are looking at me. You are the one I'm talking to. Do you get it? The works of the flesh. Bible says, when you are born again, your body is still the same. That means that if you leave yourself, you'll be shocked. So what do you have to do? You must keep it under control. You must keep it under control. It's another DIY. Do it yourself. As for the flesh, I told you that as for the soul, it's a neutral, phlegmatic person. It's just there. Whoever wins. So as your spirit is moving and your flesh, whatever takes it as well. So when the soul comes, then you go and love the person with all your soul. Do you get it? 1 Corinthians 9:7. I'll just read a verse and then we'll end this one and continue next week. That your body is still the same. And that this is a very important principle that I believe all of us should be, God willing, around next week to hear this. this word. We should hear this word again. Because I remember I got born again with a certain brother. And one night, I was coming home. And then I met this lady. So we, young Christian, audacious. So I met this beautiful lady or girl. She was a girl. And I spoke to her about Jesus. From Kumasi to Takoradi, we were traveling. I spoke, look, I never kept quiet. I spoke about Jesus, read the Bible, did everything. When we came, when we arrived, it was after 9 or something. Then she told me that, you know what? I like the way you are and the way you are spiritual. Young girl, you are spiritual. But you know what? I'm going to school. She was going to school in Cape Coast. I'm going to school and it's too late. I can't go. So can you please get me a place to sleep? So I said, I don't have anywhere for you to sleep. Because in my father's house, we are 9 boys, 1 girl. So can you imagine? I'll take you to the boys. So I don't have anywhere to let you sleep. Then she told me that, I have money. I have money so I can get a hotel, but I just want you to be with me because I like the way. So can you imagine? And what got born again? What of me got born again? My spirit. So what was still the same? My flesh. So she said that electricity passed through my head to my head. Zrr. It reminded me that your flesh is still there. Zrr. But by the grace of God, I said, you know what? Let's go. Then when we were going, I was saying, just when we got to a certain, I remember that opposite our house was this, where this, the family to the mother to our 2 girls. So I remember that this lady Dana is there. So I called. When we got, I said, wait, I'm coming. Those they don't have mobile phones. So I said, wait, I'm coming. I rushed to Dana. I said, so Dana, you know this and this is what's happening. All of them were happy that I was born again. So everybody was prepared to help me. So I said that. All of them were happy I'm born again. So help came in handy. I said this and this. I mean, she was even shocked that I've come to ask for help for the woman to come and sleep in their house. So I said, she can come. So she went to sleep in the house. When I woke up in the morning, I came to ask for her. They said they didn't even know how she left the house. I think she was bored with me. She was bored, so she left. Do you get it? So when this was happening, another person who I got born again with, no, no, he was looking at me. So then when everything, then I went to the house, then this brother came to me and told me that, now I know you are born again. I said, why? I said, I was looking at you. Not knowing that when the car came and the lady came out of the car, he was just looking to see what I would do. So he said, he told himself that, I've been deceiving them. Me, I come to tell them I'm born again. And now look, I'm going to take whatever. So he was, he asked me, now, where is the girl? I said, what girl? He said, the girl you came, the girl who dropped from the taxi with you. I said, So I explained to him. Then he said, now you are born again. Now I cannot be born again. So I said, why? He said, no, what you did, I can't do it. So I had to take my time and tell, look, you know what? It is, you see, what you were feeling, I was also feeling the same thing. As I was going with him, I was feeling the same thing. But what happened was that my body, my mind has been renewed. You see, so I had to put my body also under subjection. You have to put your body under subjection. Oh, look, you next week, I'll use some words. Now it's too late. Your eye is not different from my eyes. We all see the same things. Amen. So after you're born again, your body is still the same. And your body is the same. Young man, your body is the same. Every day you and the girl, you are in the room for a long time. You sit in the room for a long time, then the light will go off. The light will come on. The light will go off. The light will come on. The light will go off. Hey, your body is not a rock. Your body has feelings. One day the body will respond to its natural self. Yes. One day the body will respond to it. Because every time you are in a room quietly, you alone, you will say, and the light will go up. You see, it's like one day, monkey got sick. And when monkey got sick, he went to the hospital. And doctor told monkey, Now that you are sick, if you don't take care, you will die. So I'm going to give you a prescription. The monkey said, Doctor, I don't want to die. Anything you tell me, I will do. So they gave the monkey the prescription. The monkey looked at it and said, Doctor, what is it? He said, the prescription is that don't eat banana again. Don't eat banana. If you eat banana, you will die. Can you imagine monkey and banana? Monkey and banana. So monkey decided, don't say, yeah, me, I want to be well, so I won't eat banana. I'll just eat orange, I'll just do that, I won't eat banana. So monkey did that for, I think, 1.5 days. Then the next day, the half of the day, after when it's 12 o'clock, monkey was walking, he saw a banana, do you call banana tree or banana plantation? Banana tree. Bishop David, I don't want trouble. Banana plant. Vicky, you are saying that. Okay, he saw a banana, and the banana is on the banana. So, it's a tree. Okay, banana tree. So, monkey went and stood in front of the banana and said, hey, banana, I've seen, but I won't eat you. Oh, I won't eat. Okay, I won't eat. Then, but monkey went to sleep. Hey, the next 1 hour, he didn't want to sleep. The next 1 hour, he came, hey, monkey, hey, banana. Then he climbed the banana tree. He said, oh, banana, I will eat. Then he went. He went to sleep. Then he came again. As he was playing with the banana, then he took one banana, peeled it. He said, banana, me, I will never eat banana. Banana. Kai banana, he threw it away. Then he came again. He took the banana. Monkey come for banana. Oh, banana. Oh, yeah, banana. Oh, yeah. By the time he realized, banana. Rope. Hey! And it wasn't monkey's fault, too. Monkey didn't know that by default, his body likes banana. By default, he was made for banana. And by default, most of the things that we see around, our body was made for it. But there's a way that God has prescribed. You see, so Bishop David, right? The only thing that helps you is when you renew your mind, and by the power of the Holy Spirit and by the grace of God. Hallelujah. So God willing, next week we are going to continue how you keep your body under subjection, because your body is still the same. Look, there are good things in you. There are good things ahead of us. When you become matured, you will see that there are so many things that God has prepared for you. Only you were not mature, so you didn't know. Amen. Well, wherever you are, I want you to do something that's very important. The first step to renew your mind is to be born again. Because what renews your mind is the Spirit of God. The Word of God without the Spirit will rather bring death. So we want to bow down our heads and receive Jesus as our Lord and personal Savior. Wherever you are, if you are driving, don't close your eyes. Otherwise, wherever you are, if it's possible, close your eyes. You want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. I want to lead you to say this prayer with me. Say, Dear Lord Jesus.
Dear Lord Jesus.
I thank you for today.
I thank you for today.
I believe in my heart.
I believe in my heart.
That Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
I confess with my mouth.
I confess with my mouth.
That Jesus is Lord.
Jesus is Lord.
From today,
from this moment,
I take Jesus into my heart
as my Lord
and my personal Savior.
My personal Savior.
Dear Lord Jesus,
forgive me
of all my sins.
Wash me
with your blood
and accept me
as your child.
As your child.
I thank you, Lord Jesus.
That from today,
I am yours,
and you are mine.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
If you gave your life to Jesus, I would like you to write this number down and call this number or text this numbers or WhatsApp this numbers. Call, text, or WhatsApp this numbers. Tell them I gave my life to Christ when Bishop Sam preached or when the preacher was preaching, and I'm calling you to tell you that I attended your church, I listened, and I gave my life to Christ. The number to call is 0244-644-428. 0244-644-528. Sorry. 0244-644-528. Please don't write 428 again and call some alarm. 0244-644-528. And the other number is 0244-211-769. 0244-211-769. Call this number or text this number, WhatsApp this number, mention your name and say that, look, I listened to the word of God, I gave my life to Christ, and I just want to know more about Christ and know more about the church, and God will bless you. Amen. I want to take our offerings, and every day is our tithe and first and best. Every service, every day. Some of you are not able to give your tithe, your first and best on Sunday. Monday, you can give. Tuesday, you can give. Only make sure that you reference it well. So we want to give our first and best, our offering. Take out a good offering. If you are listening by radio, the Momo numbers to use are MTN 055-874-2922. And then Vodafone is 050-940-0044. MTN is 055-875-2922. 055-874-2922. 055-874-2922. And the Vodafone is 050-940-0044. And the bank account is also there for anybody who wants to do it through the bank. Make sure it's offering. You say offering. If it's tithe, give your tithe and write your reference, your name, or your index number, or your telephone number. It's very, very important. I want you to know that this is not the time for you to stop committing yourself to God. Commit yourself to God, and God will also be committed to you. So give your offering. Wherever you are, give your offering. Some of you always say, well, when I get home, I'll give my offering. Then when you get home, you forget. But anyway, give your offering. If your mind is renewed, you know that this is for your good. If you are matured, you know this is for your good. Only a child Christian may not understand this. So give your offering properly. God bless all of you. Give your tithe. Some of you have not paid your tithe for the month of May. April, May, you haven't. Make sure you give your tithe. God will bless you. Also, just in case, for one or two reasons, you are not able to give your tithe by Momo or whatever, you want to come and drop it here every Wednesday, Wednesdays from 10 to this time, somebody will be here to receive it. And if you like, Sunday too, every Sunday from 12 to 1 or 11 to 1, somebody will be here to receive it. So bring it and God will bless you. Now give and let me pray for you. Let me pray for you. Keep giving. Give properly. Give your tithe. Give your tithe. And God will bless you. If for any reason you cannot give Momo, you want to bring it, you can always bring it here at the times I've mentioned, and somebody will be here. Make sure you come to the office to hand over to the office person, not anybody walking here and you give. No. The office will be open Wednesday 10 through this time, Sundays, anytime from 10 to 2 p.m. You can drop it and God will bless you. Amen. Let's pray. Father, thank you for all these ones who are giving of their money, giving of their substance, and those giving their tithe also to you. I pray for the blessings of giving. The blessings of giving. Because the Bible says it is more blessed to give, to give. So the blessings of giving, Lord, let it come. For every seed they have sown, Lord, let them reap in good measure, pressed down, shaking together and running over. Let them hear that which they are believing you for has been granted. Let them see doors opening for them. Let them receive breakthroughs. When everybody is saying that it's not easy to get a job during COVID, you will get your job. Let them receive their breakthroughs. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless all of you. Now, before we close, just a little announcement. You know, the president announced that there were easing some restrictions for religious activities, and that includes churches. And then the president said that churches can go to church with some rules and regulations or all those things with it. So As a church, we have decided. We have decided that we are going to continue with our flow service. We are going to continue with our flow service, and so you don't have to come here on Sunday. No one is coming to church on Sunday. We are continuing as we are continuing. So join the church online, join the church on radio, and then let's continue with what we are doing. Maybe with time, when the restrictions are made easier and things, because I also have you at heart. I don't want you to contract any of these diseases and sicknesses, especially the virus. So please stay home, and then make sure that you join the online service. You join the online service, and you'll be blessed. And we are all around to see how others will also try and observe all these protocols in whatever they do. So make sure that, know that we are not coming to church. Just be at home. We are continuing as it is. And then are you not being blessed? We are being blessed at home. We are being blessed having our online services. We are praying. We are praying that the COVID situation will pass soon, and then it will be easier for the president to say that all of you can meet without any limits, without any limitations or whatever. All of you can meet, and you'll be so. We continue to pray for the president. We continue to pray for all those who are advising him. We continue to pray that God will heal this land and stay this land from any diseases or anything like that, so that we would live a quiet and a peaceable life with all honesty and godliness. So please, once again, tell your friends, we are not coming to church on Sunday. We are having church online. We're having church online. Everything continues as it is. Everything continues as it is. And God bless all of you. Amen. Let's share the grace together. Let's share the grace together. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the contribution, fellowship, participation, and the sweet influence of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Thursday, special worship time. And I believe that tomorrow we'll have a very good weather and to be powerful. So tomorrow, Hail Song and what? Don Mwen. Tomorrow is Hail Song and Don Mwen. So all of you, tomorrow, let's meet for a special worship. Those of you who said that you are going to give your offering after the service, God heard you. So make sure after the service, you give your offering and your tithe, and you'll be blessed. God bless you. We'll see you again on Sunday morning. Join us for Flow with the Bishop on Friday morning, and God will bless you. Friday, your all-night chat. Join in. Join in every Flow that we have, and you are going to be blessed. Amen.
You are the word at the beginning.
God bless you for listening to Active Word with Bishop Ishmael Sam. For copies of today's message or any other message by Bishop Sam, please contact us on 0244-534-816. You can also send Bishop Sam an email at pastorishmael@yahoo.com. For prayer and counseling, you can contact us on 0246-939-984. To support this program, send your donations via mobile money to 055-874-2922 or 050-940-0044. You can join us in worship via YouTube and Facebook Live this and the coming Sundays at Bishop Ishmael Sam -DHMM from 9:30 a.m. to 11 a.m. for the period that social gatherings, including church gatherings, are not rightfully allowed. Stay tuned, and God bless you. My sin was great, your love.